together with Senior Focus next Sunday at 5:25 p.m. on Planet FM 104.6 or listen online at any time at planetaudio.org.nz/Senior Focus. And do note, Senior Focus is one word. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Anne-Marie Khoury. I'm your presenter for this edition of Senior Focus. Kia ora tātou. This is an exciting program. I have with me in studio people from Auckland University. And so we're welcoming Dr. Rebecca Meering, who is the program lead for the master's program at the School of Exercise, Sport and Rehabilitation Science at Auckland University. And that program lead role for the master's program is the Master's for Clinical Exercise Physiology. And so welcome, Rebecca.
Thanks, Anne-Marie. Thank you.
And with Rebecca, we have one of the students on the master's program, Sam Bloxham. Welcome, Sam.
Thank you, Anne-Marie.
And we also have, from the Co-Create Age team at Auckland University, we have Alison Talmage. And Alison is a professional teaching fellow, but she's also has roles as research assistant, and she is a music therapist involved with her work with the Celebration Choir. Now, that's quite a lot of things to introduce, but for today, her main role is to talk to us about the Co-Create Age team. But just before she does that, I'm going to also introduce May Roberts, who is a volunteer with the Co-Create Age team, part of the check of testing the relevance to the programs and the exercises and workshops that they meet real needs of real seniors. So welcome, May.
Kia ora, everyone.
And back to Alison. So I want to just kick this program off by having you answer the question about what is the Co-Create Age team about? What is the philosophy behind it, the concept behind it? So can you help us out with that, Alison?
Sure, Anne-Marie and everyone. Co-creation is about doing research together rather than researchers just coming up with ideas and asking people to participate. So the Centre for Co-Created Age Research focuses on collaborative research and community events on topics of concern to older people. So we've had listening events in the community to hear from older people, to hear what their concerns and needs are. And co-creation aims to bring together people from the community, the university, industry and government to carry out research to practical difference to people's lives.
Mm. And in particular, with the exercise, sport and rehabilitation science school in the university, It's of interest, I think, to find out how this workshop that was led recently that seniors were invited to participate in, how did that come about? Was that driven by the Co-Create Age volunteers, or was that driven by accidental design?
Well, the initial concern with healthy aging, exercising, keeping fit and active came from one of those listening conversations in the community. And May, who's one of our community co-creators or community volunteer researchers, was very keen on this area, and she really drove this project, bringing together myself and Rebecca and Professor Nairi Kurse, who's one of our co-directors, who has a particular interest in falls prevention, and we worked together to design the workshop, and Rebecca was able to include her students in the program so that it was beneficial for their learning as well as for the participants. And then we work towards future research design. So this was a what they'll tell you more about it, but we held a one-off workshop of benefit to the people who participated, but also to gather their feedback to help us with future research design.
Yes. Now, I was invited to attend the workshop, and that was very interesting because I was a participant, I was an observer, and I'm now a recorder and developer in terms of helping people understand more about what took place in the workshop. This is an interesting role in itself, but I would first of all like Rebecca to talk about how the program was designed by the students, or what input the students had into it.
So clinical exercise physiology is a degree in which students learn how to use exercise to help manage quality of life, health and well-being, mostly in people living with chronic health conditions. So as we age, our risk of those chronic health conditions increases. So our students are trained to be able to support and guide people to exercise safely and effectively to help improve quality of life. So this workshop really was designed with our Masters in Clinical Exercise Physiology students, where we developed several stations where seniors could come and have a brief assessment of balance, flexibility, and some physical function measure. And after that, the students themselves came up with different exercises that they could prescribe to our participants in this workshop that they could take home with and go and do those exercises at home. So that's how the workshop was developed.
Yeah. And Sam, your experience as a student participating, leading seniors through the various exercises, what were the things that you noticed that really stood out to you that were challenges for them, or what surprised you the most in their responses?
Well, what was really exciting to see was how excited everyone was to learn a little bit more about their health and mobility and how they functioned. So, like, the station I was on was we were testing a bit of shoulder mobility, and everyone thinks, you know, they're comfortable getting their arms above their head and everything, but then when you put it towards a test and give them some normative data for their age, them seeing where they're kind of sitting really surprised them or excited them that they were still quite able to do all of these activities, and then giving them some exercises that we made fun for them to take home was really cool to see.
And is there anything that you would like listeners to know about what you perceive to be the real value of exercise for seniors?
I just guess it's that use it or lose it. So, like, if you're constantly doing all of those activities, it's just activities of daily living. So we want you to be able to comfortably put your seatbelt on, pick something off of the ground, and all of these basic activities, exercises, can help you do all of that and make you age well. And that's what we all want to do, is age well.
We do indeed. I must admit, I was pleasantly surprised at the end of the class how excited I was. I have done lots of different types of exercise over the years, and so I was a bit ho-hum thinking, well, I'm doing this because it's part of my preparation for the radio. I didn't actually think I'm doing it for me, but at the end I was so excited, and I found myself tapping and swinging my leg at the bus stop, standing on the other leg and thinking, I actually remember how to do this, you know. And I was able to do a set or two while I waited for the bus on both legs, and I was really amazed. So thank you very much, Sam, and for all your fellow students, because it's quite something to be that motivated and to be roused to carry on doing the exercises after the class. It's one thing to do things in a class when someone else has got the agency, but they're calling the shots. But when you're on your own, it's sometimes not as easy to get that enthusiasm up. So if you had that good effect on me, I'm quite sure sure you would have had it on a lot of people.
Well, I'm very pleased that we did have that effect, and it's just great to show that you don't need to go out to a gym to actually stay active and do these things. You can do it at the bus stop, you can do it at home.
So, and the best thing of all, it's free.
Exactly. Easy to do.
And May, you participated in the workshop.
Yes.
I'm wondering about how you, what comments that you have, having observed the seniors going through their paces and trying things out yourself.
I'm really excited on that day that so many participants came along and tried the different work exercise they can do. So, at the in actual fact, I'm so glad to hear that Anne-Marie, you like the exercise and so excited by that, about it. In actual fact, at the end of the session, I did talk to quite a few participants, and nearly everyone, I presume most, all of them, they are very excited about it, and they would like to do more of it because... Just remember that as you age, you become more sedentary and less likely to move, and you lose your muscle mass. So this is very important to strengthen yourself so that you can do the things that they mentioned. It is very important so that you can pick up something from the ground easily, or make your life so much better. And I would like all the listeners to take the exercise as their daily routine.
Yes, and when you think about it, none of these things were demanding. They weren't cardio orientated. They were mobility orientated. So they were really to strengthen everyday life activity levels. And that's, I think, what was so great about it, because this is really the core that you need to focus on. And Alison, I'm interested to know if you have future programs planned for the seniors. What the general scope of the Co-Create Age team's work program is for the rest of the year, for example?
It's quite varied. We have another community event, a little bit similar to the exercise workshop, which is a discussion seminar called Let's Talk About Food. That's on August the 19th in Parnell Library with Joe Panabeker, who's a community gerontology dietitian. So a chance to ask questions and give feedback about some of the challenges of eating well as we get older. We have a symposium for the Aging and Caring Well Together group on July the 17th at Grafton campus, where there'll be talks about dementia care training, food and nutrition again, city design, a new research development group about dance in aged residential care, and some more broad updates from Professor Nyrikus about our research centre. And then in November, we'll have our annual research showcase, which will have a variety of topics and a lot of different speakers. And these are all free events that people can find out about from our website. And there's a page where people can sign up to become more involved or to receive our newsletters and event invitations.
And would you like to tell us that website?
Yes, I'll say it and then I'll spell it. It's cocreateage.auckland.ac.nz. So it's C-O-C-R-E-A-T-E-A-G-E, that's all one word, .auckland.ac.nz. If you don't catch all of that, if you just go online and Google Co-Create University of Auckland, you'll find us.
Yes, it's very straightforward. Dr. Google's very useful. I think that with those dates, we're going to probably announce them on air to refresh people's memories from time to time during the year. So we'll give updates. And I think it would be great if we could follow some of these events with a bit of a synopsis and some interviews with, say, Nairi Kurse and some of the other team that's involved. So I think we've got some interesting things for our listeners to look forward to. Now, I'm just wondering if there's something that has taken your fancy, any of you that have been involved in the workshop, what would you do differently if you're going to do the workshop again? What would you strengthen in the workshop and what would you modify? So I'll ask Rebecca first.
I think, you know, for the first time running this workshop, I think we did a pretty good job, and I think the students did an amazing job as well. And they loved it. They really enjoyed it. I think what would be fantastic is to do something like this on a continuous basis, and certainly as part of the CEP, the Clinical Exercise Physiology Program, our students get such great benefit to their learning from doing things like this and engaging with the community like this. So if anything, what we would do is just maybe try and do it on a more regular basis, maybe a little bit longer, and sort of reach out to other communities as well to engage in workshops like this. It was such a great day.
And Sam, have you got anything to add?
Yeah, well, I think for the first time it did go really smoothly, and all of us students enjoyed it, and seeing so many different faces coming through. We did feel like, because we did 15-minute stations, that it was quite a fast-paced thing. So to have more time and maybe a bigger group that you could work with to really hone in on those exercises and just help them with a bit more education as well would be really cool.
Very interesting observation. And May, any contribution that you'd like to see in the next one?
Yes. All in all, I think everyone's enjoyed it, whether they are students or participants. And I can see the smiley face at the end of the session. And as regards to, yes, Sam did suggested that the pace is quite fast, and then it will be good if maybe next time maybe reduce some of the exercise so that the pace is not running so quickly and the people can absorb it, and it is sort of can happen that all the people take a little bit longer time to absorb different things. So in the longer term, I'm so glad that Rebecca had it in mind that she's going to promote that further, and then so that more people in the general public can take advantage of what the University Research Center offered. And it is very important that all the people, I can't emphasize anymore that they do the exercise to keep them healthy, whether it's mental or physical health.
Yes, I mean, what you can do for yourself that no one else can do for you is that you can redesign your future. You can prepare yourself for what you're going to be like in 5 to 10 years' time. You can predict, in fact, what your mobility is likely to be based on what you can do now. And so, yeah, the challenges are there, but people to recognise those challenges need to have an opportunity in front of them. And so this would be great to think that there was going to be more things happening. We're certainly very keen to promote on Senior Focus anything like this, because we know how many people listening at home might be just tempted to do just something small themselves if they get a nudge. And we also will look at how we could post things or have links from our Facebook page to these activities. So thanks for listening, and we'll look forward to having you with us, listeners, next week. And to those who've come today to be part of this panel, we thank you very much for your time, and thank you for your efforts on behalf of all the seniors in Auckland.
Thanks. Thanks, Anne-Marie.
Thank you, Anne-Marie.
Thanks for having
and
us.
And also the Planet FM radio.
Get together with Senior Focus next Sunday at 5:25 p.m. on Planet FM 104.6, or listen online at any time at planetaudio.org.nz/Senior Focus, and do note Senior Focus is one word.
She'll do anything that's worth for me. I got a kind hearted woman. She'll do anything that's worth for me. Well, now you know these other women, chivalry just won't leave me be. Don't love me. Well, you know I love that woman. Can't stand to leave her be. I can like you love that good one. Treat me, child. Then I began saying, oh, baby, my love don't feel the same. You makes me mad to call Mr. So-and-so name. Thank you.
Mohioana koe ki te kōrero Māori. Taringa is a bilingual program produced by Te Wānanga o Aotearoa, exploring a range of concepts in English and Te Reo Māori. You can hear Taringa on 104.6 Planet FM every Friday at 3:50pm. And to catch up on more episodes or to find out more about the program, visit Te Wānanga o Aotearoa website twoa.ac.nz and search Taringa. Mea ko tahi tātou. Let's learn together.
ពីជួយសំលេងខ្មែរផ្សាយជាង10ឆ្នាំមកហើយបំរើបងប្អូនយើងតាមរលកធារកាម100បួនជុំ6 FM Planet FM បាទពីជួយយើងផ្សាយនៅក្នុងពីដងក្នុងមួយសប្តាហ៍គឺថ្ងៃអង្គារចាប់ពីម៉ោង2:10នាទីដល់ម៉ោង3:15នាទីនៅថ្ងៃប្រហ័សពីម៉ោង11:15នាទីនឹងនៅថ្ងៃប្រហ័សពីម៉ោង11:15រហូតដល់ម៉ោង1កន្លះបាទសូមកុំភ្លេចបើកវិទ្យុសំលេងខ្មែរហើយកម្មវិធីយើងមានព័ត៌មានពីប្រទេសកម្ពុជាព័ត៌មានអន្តរជាតិព័ត៌មាននិវស៊ីឡង់និ that sweats something mine.
செய்திகளிடம் பல்துறை நிகழ்ச்சிகளை தாங்கி வரும் வானொலி முத்தமிழ் ஓசையை ஒவ்வொரு சனிக்கிழமை காலையும் 7:15 மணி முதல் கேட்க தவறாதீர்கள்.